Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Megillah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Karus a Megillah, if they read the Megillah, whether Yudalet or Tesvav, the Adar Harishain, during the first Adar, they didn't know that Bezin was going to be Ma'aber the Shana. To be Ma'aber the Shana means to declare another Adar, a second Adar. There are different reasons why Bezin sometimes has to add a second Adar. Well, they didn't know yet there was going to be a second Adar, so they read the Megillah, and then Ma'aber HaShana, they got the news there's going to be another Adar this year. Even though they already read the Megillah during the first Adar, Karin Aisabi Adar HaShani, they have to read it again. Those that read on Yudalit have to read on Yudalit, those on Tezvav, during the second Adar. And that's because this man for Kriyas HaMegillah is always during the Adar that is closest to Nisan, the second Adar. Now, normally we say do mitzvahs as soon as possible. We say don't skip over if you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, a mavirin ala mitzvahs. But here it's different, because Chazal understand that we have to put together ge'ula le ge'ula, the ge'ula of Esther to the ge'ula of Mitzrayim. And also we dash in the pasuk l'kayim asageres apurim azayis hashenis, Chazal dashin b'chaydish Adar Hasheni. So, if they read the Megillah because they didn't know there was going to be a second Adar, and then there's a second Adar, you have to read it again. But what if they knew there was going to be a second Adar, and they still read the Megillah on the first Adar? Then of course you have to do it again. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though it's not their fault that they read it on the first Adar, they didn't know there was going to be a second Adar, you still have to read it again. Vayter says the Mishnah, Ein bein Adar harishin la'Adar hasheni. In other words, this is how the Gemara explains it. As we see over here in the Bat Tanura, there's no difference between Yudalit and Tezvav of Adar Rishain, as opposed to Yudalit and Tezvav of Adar Sheini, only in regard to Kriyas HaMegillah Matanis Liav Yainim. In other words, both Kriyas HaMegillah and Matanis Liav Yainim is not Noeg B'Rishain, only B'Sheini. If you read the Megillah or gave Matanis Liav Yainim during the first Adar, you weren't Yaitzir Chayiv, you have to do it again during the second Adar. And the same is true for Mishleich Manas. You're not Yaitzah. You gave it during the first Adar. However, in regard to Hesped V'tainis, that it's prohibited to make a eulogy, to speak, let's say, by a Levaya or to fast, both are the same. Even during the first Adar, it's Aser B'Hesped V'tainis on these days of Yudalid and Tesvav. So again, we learned in our Mishnah, if you read the Megillah during the first Adar, even though only afterwards they find out there's a second Adar, you have to read it again. Kriyas HaMegillah and Matanis Liav Yainim, as well as Mishleich Manos, for that matter, the Sudas Purim is only during the second Adar. However, in regard to the Kedushas HaYayim, inasmuch that you can't give a hesped or fast, that's true for both Adars. Even during the first Adar, it's Aser B'Hesped U'B'Tainus.